Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Shut that door, Dar, and tell them to be quiet. Tell Joe to just wait a second. Hello? Hello? Vince.
Hello? Yes.
Hey, hey,
how
are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me? Everything's good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to do my little intro thing, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I just need you to talk loud and clear, okay?
So how politically correct do I have to be?
You don't have to be. You have to be yourself. Hold on. Let me tell my family to shut the hell up for a second. I'm at my mom's house, so I got to get out of here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, I need y'all to be quiet just for 10 minutes. Just quiet, Joe. We can do her homework after that. Okay? All right. I'm going to just start from here. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to say. Hi, everyone. This is True Sports Talk Radio. No, I don't want to use that one.
Sound good.
All right. Hi, everyone. Don't laugh, Vince. Let me mute you. Hold on. Let me mute you real quick. Hi, everyone. This is Chastity Melvin, and we're going Facebook Live, YouTube Live tonight with former NBA veteran Vincent Askew, and he's going to give us the backdrop, all the smoke about playing defense on Jordan. He played with the Seattle Supersonics in 1996, as we all saw on episode 8 and 9 last night. I don't like that. Hi, this is Chastity Melvin with the True Sport Podcast. Hi, this is Chastity Melvin with the True Sport Hi, this is Chastity Melvin with the True Sport Podcast, giving you my take from a player's perspective as your host, Chastity Melvin. I will be interviewing and chopping it up with former NBA veteran Vincent Askew, and he will give us all the backdrop, all the news about playing against Jordan in 1996, what it's like to defend him. We're coming to you straight live from Facebook Live, YouTube Live tonight, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's a show you don't want to miss. I don't like that. Hi, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the True Sport Podcast. I'm your host, Chastity Melvin. I will be chopping it up with former NBA veteran Vincent Askew, played with the Seattle Supersonics in 1996, defended Jordan. We all watched episode 8 and 9 last night, and we're... Welcome to the True Sport Podcast. I am your host, Chastity Melvin. Today, I'm with Vincent Askew, former NBA veteran, played for the Seattle Supersonics, 1996, defended Jordan. He's going to give me his thoughts. We're going to get a player's perspective take from your host, who was a former pro, and obviously from my interviewee, who was a former pro. So tune in now. Let's see what Vince has to say. Vince, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, Chad?
What up, Vince? Thanks for I'm glad I know some NBA vets. Thanks for chopping it up with me today. We're going Facebook Live tonight, YouTube Live. Tell all your friends. Check it out. I want to hear all the backdrop. I want to hear Vince, you know, coming to me real with, hey, defending Jordan. We all watched episode 8 and 9 last night. And Vincent, tell me about it. My first question, and we're going to get into it more later tonight, but my first question, really tell me the behind the scenes of Gary Payton saying, Coach Carl, I don't care what you talk about, I'm about to defend Jordan. Tell me your personal story about that.
Well, we'll get into the real tonight, but before that series, you know, we had just swept Houston, two-time defending champ. We just beat Utah. And we had a certain rotation, and we was rolling with it. But it seemed like, and Coach Carl's my guy, seemed like he got kind of nervous because he put dead left shrimp on Jordan. And myself, Gary, and Nate, we were like, you know, damn, what's going on, Coach? And so he had a certain strategy that he wanted to use. But, yeah, Gary wanted to guard him. He wanted to guard him. But I believe we should have stayed with our same rotation. But we'll get into that tonight.
Changing the rotation. I mean, now that I'm in coaching, I always say, like, everything I learned from playing as a pro, sometimes you just got to stay with the flow. You know, you got to go with what you're winning with. But sometimes I know as a coach you feel like, okay, what if I just tweak this up a little bit? You want to try something different.
Right.
But, that's the hard – I believe that's the hardest part about coaching, like, when to, you know, intersect what you want to do or interject what you want to do or just go with the flow and go with what's working. So, I mean,
most great coaches do adjust and change and all of that. But, you know, we didn't want it to be that drastic of a change. Deadlift's a great player, 6'10", but come on, man. Deadlift can't guard Jordan. Nobody can, but damn, Deadlift, you know.
Yeah, it goes back to the other episode when Ron Harper was like, man, he ain't let me guard Jordan. Ron Harper.
Right, exactly.
Like, when he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you and I, we both played in pros. We both have stories that we could tell all about, like, different things, different matchups, different situations. But getting to it, like, I know watching The Last Dance is taking you back, you know, back into time. Like, really.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Father's Day, do you think you guys would have had a chance? Because that was so emotional. Talk about the emotions, Zach. Like, after you saw Jordan afterwards, like, dang, you probably went back to, like, okay, we couldn't have beat him. Like, did y'all even think about that? Like,
afterwards, man, because, you know, when you're in the moment, you're not even tripping off of it's Father's Day and this and that, but he had a little extra motivation. And as you know, you were a great player. Most great players, all they need is a little bit of something to kind of push them. And I don't think we would have had a chance that game. But you know, it was hard. It was good to see him like that because I've never seen him emotional. I've never seen the side of the emotional Jordan.
Yeah, I know. I think that touched everyone last night. And like you said, like, we both played. And I know, like, your grandmother was super important to you and her passing away. And I just know how close I am to my parents. I know if I would have lost my mom or dad like that, like, nobody could really stop me when I really wanted to play anyway. But if it was like Father's Day or Mother's Day, it was just like I don't care what kind of defense or strategy, whatever. Like, you just
not
go
working
into this zone and it doesn't – it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Well –
exactly.
Yes, we're going to chop it up later. Everyone tune in, Facebook, Chastity Melvin Facebook Live, my YouTube channel. We're going live tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern, and Vince and I are going to chop it up. I swear, y'all don't want to miss these two personalities. We're going to give it to you real. That's it, Vince. Okay, that's all I needed. Hopefully this downloaded. If it didn't, I don't know what to tell you.
That was good, girl. You're good.
All right.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Fired up,
we're going to have fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to send you the questions shortly, okay? All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Sounds good.
Bye. Bye.